We're now joined by head coach Jenny Croy of North Central Missouri College. Big game tomorrow for the Lady Pirates. They have an excellent record overall, but that has not, for whatever reason, obviously the level of competition in region play has something to do with it, but they need to get some region wins and start building on that seed for the region tournament here early in the month of March. I think it's going to be the second and third down in Jefferson City. Coach Croy, you got a victory the other night, but I know the one on Monday really hurt your basketball team against Cotty.
Yeah, it did. And you know, after watching the film, we didn't play great, and Cotty played exceptional. So that combination didn't yield good results for us. But you know, that's just something we told the girls: you can't overlook a team who comes in with a bad record, because when you go through Cotty's record, they've been competitive in several games. Losing to North Arc by three, you know, so they can compete. And I think we just maybe overlooked them a little bit, didn't expect them to, you know, do as well as they did. And they did shoot lights out, had one girl go 7 for 9 from the three-point line, which is almost unheard of. But Cotty played a great game, and we just didn't bring ours.
No, it felt like a game, too, that you had a number of chances to kind of wrestle control of the game away from Cotty, and credit to them. If you keep hitting shots and you stay in the ball game, pressure goes on the favorite of the home team, and it certainly, that was the sort of game it was in the second half.
Yeah, it was. You know, I felt like every time we went on a short little run and we'd get up a few points, then they would answer back, and we just couldn't get over the hump. You know, and I think she probably had told her girls if they could keep it close, then they had a chance, and you know, they really finished like they needed to, and we didn't. We had our shot selection wasn't great. You know, we got in foul trouble. We just didn't play like we normally do, and it was just disappointing. So hopefully it's a learning a lesson learned for us, and next time we face them, we'll be more focused and ready to go.
Well, certainly, as painful of a loss as it was for your basketball team, there's no question it was. It was a great win for Coach Beeson, who has such a great history at the Ketchum Center, and as you know, she sent me an email the next day wanting to get a copy of the game, and she said, you know, with going to NAIA, it's probably the last time I'll coach on that floor.
Right. You know, she's a great coach, and she does a great job, and, you know, I think I was big for her to come in here and win. Like you said, probably the last time that her team will be able to play on this court. So, you know, I've enjoyed coaching against her, and, you know, she's a great competitor.
Absolutely. Was it good to play the very next day after that loss on Monday, Coach?
Yeah, we needed to. We needed to get back on the floor quick, I felt like. We needed a rebound from that loss, and we did. We went down to Central Methodist. The girls had much more energy, I felt like, played a lot more competitive than we did against Cotty.
Yeah, and I said this after the game on Monday, too, that as disappointing as 1-3 is, that you have a team that is capable of beating anybody on any given day in the region, and at this point, you got a game at Cotty. Obviously, tomorrow you're going to Penn Valley, so you want to win those games, but you especially want to be ready, and you want to win down in Jeff City.
Yeah, we do. You know, I believe Cotty and Penn Valley played last night. I believe Penn Valley beat them. So probably we're looking at the 2 or 3 seed. If we can win out, we could probably capture the 2 seed. You know, if we drop one of those 2 games we have left in the region, then we're looking at a 3 seed. But either way, we're probably facing Penn Valley in the first round. So, yeah, we get to go down to Jeff City again for the region tournament. And this year it takes place on Friday and Saturday for the Division II teams. So, you know, it's like it's a new beginning when you get down there. So we'll play March 2nd and March 3rd, hopefully. That's our goal, is to win that Friday game and get to the Saturday game and give ourselves a chance.
We talked after the game on Saturday at St. Louis about how obviously you wanted to win, and not getting the win was disappointing. But especially in that 15-minute stretch in the second half, that's about as hard as I've seen your team play all season long, get back into that game and get down by 2.
Yeah, you know, they battled, and what we talked about was just winning that third quarter. You know, I said, you know, don't look at the score. Doesn't matter what that scoreboard says right now. Let's just focus on beating them, you know, in that third quarter coming out at half. And and proving to them that we can compete, even if it's one quarter at a time. And so I think knowing that we could do that, we beat them by 5 in that quarter. And I think that's, you know, something the girls can use to build on if we get to face them again. So, you know, St. Louis is filled with talent all around. They are a great team. They're a great coach team. But for us, and for us to compete with them and give them a challenge, it's got to not just be one quarter. It has to be all 4.
I know the players are different, but, you know, going back into some of the region tournaments in yesteryear, we beat that program a number of times. And what those teams did that our team hasn't done against this squad yet, Coach, and we talked about this on the bus, was you just haven't hit shots against St. Louis to the level that you need to.
Right. And I think, you know, if we're on, yeah, we're a pretty deadly combination of inside and out. So we haven't shot well against them in either game, you know, and not shooting well and just losing by 14 and is promising. And for whatever reason, their coaches are a little scared of our kids. They respect them, but I think we worry them at the same time. So I hope that stays in the back of their mind, and I hope that we go in with you know, some confidence and knowing that in the past our teams have always played extremely well at the region tournament. We seem to step up when we need to, and that's what we're going to have to do at the end of the season this year, too.
Now, you had a very good game against Penn Valley at our place about 3 weeks ago. So you hope that the same thing happens at their place tomorrow, Coach. But, you know, obviously they'll have a little bit of a boost from playing on their home floor. What are your initial thoughts about the game tomorrow and its importance on this season for your basketball team?
You know, I think it's huge. I think that we have to step up and handle their pressure. You know, after watching the film, if you didn't see the scoreboard, you would wonder how we won by so much because their pressure got to us at times. And so we've got to be able to handle their pressure when we step on the floor tomorrow. They're going to come after us and guard us. And you know, this rivalry spans back years, I believe. And for whatever reason, it doesn't lose its fire. So our kids get fired up to play Penn Valley. We're usually really focused. But it's a whole different story down there. I told the girls yesterday at practice that, you know, last year, Penn Valley came to our place and we beat them by 30, and we go down there and it takes us 3 overtimes to beat them. So they played, you know, much better on their own floor as well. So, you know, we'll have to put a complete game together. We're going to have to stop Octavia Lowry, who's their best player, who we did a nice job on at our place. So, you know, defensively, I feel like that's been our struggle lately. We haven't done a great job on the defensive end, and that's something we're going to have to step up and play tomorrow.
Yeah. I agree with you that Penn Valley historically, and I think it is, still is, it's the biggest rivalry game on our schedule. But I thought particularly in the game here, and I think it's a nod to how much, as you mentioned earlier, St. Louis respects us. You got the best of St. Louis, which, you know, that immediately told me what St. Louis thinks of the Lady Pirates.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree. It's just, you know, I think in our region, you know, we have great respect for St. Louis, and you know, I think that just comes from their coaching staff and what they bring, and we get to know those ladies that coach there pretty well throughout the season. They're very good at sharing things with us, and you know, then there's some schools you try to reach out to that just don't respond, or, you know, and I think that just kind of fuels from the coaching staff to the kids, and you know, it's just competitive, and so, you know, we've got to compete. We've got to compete for 4 quarters, and it doesn't matter if we're playing Penn Valley, St. Louis, or who it is. You know, we can't expect in our region to walk away with a win if we're not taking care of the little things on the court, taking care of the ball, playing sound defense, you know, getting rebounds, you know, things like that. We've got to keep improving even though we're late in the season.
I had mentioned to Coach Esri after the game on Monday that if you would, before the season, write down, okay, I think this is a win. If we play well, this is going to be a tough one. The, you know, the game's against St. Louis. You got to play well to beat St. Louis. Cotty felt like it was the first one it was a surprise. And I described it on the broadcast as Cotty coming in and really shocking the Lady Pirates. You don't like to have the loss per se, but do you feel like, was it enough of a wake-up call for the girls that it could be a positive in the long run?
Oh, yeah. You know, that's the game, when you look through our schedule, like you said, you don't like to lose, but that's a game that you shouldn't have lost.
Mm-hmm.
That's one you look at and you know, it hurts your gut a little bit because, you know, you didn't put your best game on the floor. I didn't coach my best game. It was a combination of a lot of things. And so that one gets you. I mean, that leaves a sour taste in your mouth a little bit. So what I'm hoping is when we travel down to Cotty next week, that the girls have that in the back of their mind, that they have something to prove, because we didn't play well here. We weren't focused. We just didn't play good team ball like we can. Yeah, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth, and that's something that'll haunt us the rest of this season.
Well, and obviously, I'll be Captain Obvious here and say I would suspect that when you go down to Cotty, the girls be highly motivated. But it would be nice to go down to Cotty after off of a win on Saturday down to KC.
That's right. You know, that's what we got to take care of business first at Penn Valley. You know, and I need these girls and Leslie and I both to come out focused and ready and just, you know, compete and put our best game on the floor.
And here's the biggest thing with region, and this was not the case. Yeah, I go back to Coach Arnold and even the first couple of years that you took the job and Coach Mothersbaugh. You could put your best foot forward, but there were teams in region that if you came out and you played decent, you'd win by 30.
Right.
Those games, they don't exist anymore in this region.
No.
Anybody can beat anybody.
It can't. It's so true. You know, and I think Cotty proved that coming in with a 5-13 record and took care of business up here. You know, I think, you know, this region is competitive. I think each year it gets more and more competitive. You know, it used to be if you could field a pretty good team, then you were going to look at being one of the top teams, and that's not the case. Penn Valley has picked up in their competitiveness. You know, Cotty, she gets in kids that just play extremely hard for her, and you know, and St. Louis is just good year in and year out. So, yeah, it's a good region. It's a competitive region. You know, and it can be anybody's game to win.
Coach, we'll see you tomorrow. Best of luck down at Penn Valley.
All right, thanks, Tom.